This is the Sakar Merli of the 8th of September 2026. Essence, sweet children, you now have godly new blood. Give lectures with great intoxication and also have the intoxication that Shiv Baba is teaching you. Question: what method should you adopt so that you have the permanent intoxication of your aim and objective? Answer: keep your passport for the kingdom with you. At the bottom, have an ordinary picture of yourself, and above it, have a picture of yourself in royal dress, and above that, an image of Shiv Baba. You will then easily be able to keep your aim and objective in your awareness. Always have your passport in your pocket. When storms of Maya come, you will have the thought that your passport will be cancelled and you would not be able to go to heaven. Song. O traveller of the night, do not become weary. The destination of the dawn is not far off. Om Shanti. You children understood the meaning of this song. The extremely dark night of the path of devotion has now come to an end. You children know that death cannot come to you now. We are sitting here and our aim and objective is to change from human beings into deities. Sannyasis tell people that if they consider themselves to be bulls, that is what they become. That is an example of the path of devotion. Just as there is also the example of how Rama took an army of monkeys and liberated Bharat from Ravan. You are sitting here and you know that you will become double-crowned deities. When students are studying at school, they would say that they will become a doctor or engineer through that study. You know that you are becoming deities through this study. When we leave our bodies, we will become crowned. This is a very dirty world, whereas the new world is first class. The old world is completely third class. This world is coming to an end. It would definitely be the creator of the world who makes us into masters of the world. No one else can teach us. Only Shiv Baba educates us and teaches us Raj Yoga. The Father has said, become soul conscious. Effort is needed to become soul conscious. What more would you want once you had become fully soul conscious? You are Brahmins anyway, and you know that you are becoming deities. You have the intoxication of becoming that. Previously, when we were in the Iron Age, in hell, we were impure. There is such a big difference between deities and devils. Deities are so pure. Here, human beings are so impure. Although they have the appearance of human beings, look what their characters are like. The worshippers of the deities sing their praise in front of their idols. You are full of all virtues, whereas we have no virtues. You will now change and become deities. You worship Sri Krishna so that you can go to the land of Krishna, but you don't know when you will go there. You continue to perform devotion for God to come and give you that fruit. The fruit of devotion is salvation. This is a study. First of all, have the faith in who it is that is teaching you. That one is Sri Sri. You children know that the Father is giving you Srimat. How can those who don't know this become elevated? Nowadays, they only give one another directions to become corrupt. Corrupt directions are devilish directions. All of you Brahmins are following the directions of Sri Sri Shiv Baba. Only by following the directions of the Supreme Soul do you become elevated. This will only sit in the intellects of those who have it in their fortune. Otherwise, they won't understand anything. When they do understand, they will begin to help you. Some don't even know who this is. This is why Baba doesn't meet anyone. They only give their own devilish directions. Everyone is now following the dictates of human beings. Because of not knowing Srimat, they begin to give Brahma Baba their own directions. The Father has now come to make you children elevated. You children say, Baba, we are meeting you again just like we did 5,000 years ago. Those who don't know anything cannot give such a response. You children are very intoxicated with your study. This study is very important. However, Maya is completely against you. You know that you are studying this study through which you will receive double crowns. You will become double crowned in the future for birth after birth. Therefore, you should make such effort for that. This is called Raj Yoga. It is such a wonder. Baba constantly tells you to go to the Lakshmi and Narayan temple. You can also explain to the priest of the temple. Ask him how Lakshmi and Narayan received their status. How did they become the masters of the world? If you sit and explain to others in this way, even the priest who looks after the temple will benefit. You can tell them, we will explain to you how Lakshmi and Narayan claimed their kingdom. It says in the Gita, God speaks, I teach you Raj Yoga and make you into the King of Kings. Therefore, you children should have so much intoxication of becoming that. You can have a picture taken of yourself now, and of you in a royal dress, and put the two together. At the bottom, let there be your own picture, and above that, a picture of you in royal dress. There is no expense in this. You can very quickly make a royal dress. Keep that with you, and you will repeatedly remember that you are becoming deities. At the top, let there be Shiv Baba. You have to take all of these pictures. We are changing from humans into deities. We will shed these bodies and become deities because we are now studying Raj Yoga. These photographs will help you. At the top, there is an image of Shiva. Then there is your picture in royal dress. And below that, your normal picture. We are studying Raj Yoga with Shiv Baba and are becoming double-crowned deities. If you keep this photograph with you and someone asks you, you will be able to tell him that it is Shiv Baba who is teaching us. When you children look at these pictures, you will feel intoxicated. You can also place these pictures in shops. When Baba was on the path of devotion, he used to keep a picture of Narayan. He also carried a photograph of that in his pocket. You too should keep your photograph, and you will remember that you are becoming deities. You should try and find a way to remember the Father. It is when you forget to remember the Father that you fall. When you fall into vice, you feel ashamed that you won't be able to become a deity. You will have heart failure, and you will feel, how can I now become a deity? Baba says, remove the photographs of those who indulge in vice. Tell them, you are not worthy of going to heaven. Your passports are now cancelled. They themselves will feel, I have fallen, so how could I now go to heaven? Baba gives the example of Narad, who was told to look at his face and see whether he was worthy of marrying Lakshmi. He saw the face of a monkey. Therefore, human beings too will feel ashamed that they have those vices, and ask themselves how they could therefore marry Sri Lakshmi or Narayan. Baba shows you many methods. However, you also need to have this faith. Where there is the intoxication of vice, you understand that it won't be possible for you to become double-crowned kings of kings. You have to make effort. Baba explains, create such wonderful methods and continue to explain to everyone. Establishment is taking place through Raj Yoga. Destruction is now just ahead. Day by day, storms will become more and more forceful. Bombs are still being manufactured. You children are studying this study to claim a high status. Only once do you become pure from impure. People don't understand that they are the residents of hell because they have stone intellects. You are now changing from those with stone intellects to being those with divine intellects. If it is in someone's fortune, he understands quickly. Otherwise, no matter how much you beat your head, it won't sit in his intellect. If they don't know the Father, they are atheists. That is, they are orphans. You have to belong to the Lord and Master because you are the children of Shiv Baba. Those here who have this knowledge will continue to protect their children from vices. People who don't have this knowledge will continue to trap their children in vices, just as they are trapped themselves. You know that you are protected here from the vices. The Kumaris should be saved first. Parents push their children into vice. You know that this world is corrupt. Everyone wants an elevated world. But who would create that world? God speaks. I even uplift the sages and holy men. It is also written in the Gita that God alone has to uplift everyone. There is only one God. The Father comes and uplifts everyone. If they were to know at this time that the God of the Gita truly is Shiva, Who knows what would happen? However, there is still time for that. Otherwise, everyone's position would begin to shake. Their thrones would shake. When a war takes place, you know that someone's throne has begun to shake and that he is now to fall. If they were to shake now, there would be upheaval. It will happen in the future. You can explain in your lectures. Those who know Sanskrit very well can relate the verses of the scriptures. The purifier, the bestower of salvation for all himself, says, I truly am carrying out establishment through the body of Brahma. He is bestowing salvation to all, that is, he is uplifting everyone. You need to have great intoxication to give lectures. Kumares are said to have new blood. They can throw stones of this knowledge. Students have new blood, and so they create a lot of upheaval and even throw stones. They are very good at that. This too is your new blood. You know that they cause so much damage. This is your godly new blood. You are becoming new from old. You souls who have become old and iron-aged are now becoming new and golden-aged. You children should have a lot of interest. You should constantly have intoxication. You have to uplift your equals. A mother guru is also remembered. Only you know when mothers become gurus. The business of gurus takes place now. The father comes and places the urn of this knowledge on the mothers. This is how it all begins. Some people say that they want a Brahmin teacher to be sent to their centre. Baba says, you can run the centre yourself. You reply that you don't have enough courage and definitely need a mother. It is good that you give regard to the mothers. Nowadays, people in the world give superficial regard. No one receives permanent regard. At this time, you children are receiving the permanent fortune of the kingdom. The father explains to you in so many ways. The father tells you very many good methods with which you can keep yourself constantly cheerful. You should constantly have good wishes for yourselves that you will become Lakshmi and Narayan. If it's not in someone's fortune, what effort would he make? The father tells you what effort to make. Effort is never wasted. It is always worthwhile. The kingdom will be established, and destruction also has to take place through the great Mahabharat war. As you progress further, you will become stronger, and everyone will come. They will not understand this now. Otherwise, their kingdom would end. You have very good pictures. That is salvation, the land of happiness, and this is the land of liberation. Your intellects say that all of you souls live in the land of Nirvana, and that you go from there into the world of Talki. We souls are residents of that place. This play is based on Bharat. People celebrate the birthday of Shiva here. The father says, I have now come, and will come again after a cycle. Bharat is paradise. It is said that so many years before Christ there was paradise. It doesn't exist now, but it will exist in the future. Therefore, there definitely has to be the destruction of the residents of hell and the establishment of the residents of heaven. You are becoming those residents of heaven. Hell is to be destroyed. You also have to understand this. Acha. To you, sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you, spiritual children, and the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence for Dana. Have good wishes for everyone. Give true regard to everyone. Make effort to claim a high status in the golden-aged kingdom. 2. Make effort to become soul conscious. Renounce following the dictates of human beings and follow the directions of the One. Maintain the intoxication of this study. Blessing. May you become a master son of this knowledge and burn away all impure thoughts and attitudes of all souls. Just as the sun burns away all rubbish and germs, etc., with its rays, in the same way, when you become a master son of this knowledge and look at impure souls, their impure thoughts, impure attitude and vision will burn away. Impure thoughts cannot attack purifier souls. Impure souls will surrender themselves to purifier souls. For this, become a mite house. That is, remain stable in the stage of a master son of this knowledge. Slogan. To make an impact with your yogi life, with your form of dana, is to do very great service. Aviat signal. Now reveal your form of a bestower. It is remembered that the Father, the bestower of fortune, distributed fortune through Brahma. So the task of Brahma is also the task of you Brahmins. People of the world distribute clothes, food and water, but only you children of the bestower of fortune can distribute this elevated fortune. Those who attain this fortune attain everything. Therefore, become generous-hearted in distributing this fortune. Om Shanti.